Blog Talk Radio.
I got my co-host that is the most on my side today. Is that Miss T I hear in the background in my ear?
Yes.
Miss T.
Yes.
We got some stuff to talk about today. You hear me?
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
I mean, from football free agency to the hard court basketball to the ice with hockey, baseball is right around the corner, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we just got a little bit of everything to talk about today. But first, Miss T, I want to know, how was your weekend?
Look, my weekend was amazing. I didn't have any grandkids. I didn't have any my kids. We were just me and the hubby doing us.
Oh, that's sweet. That's sweet. I had my uncle, the veteran. He was in and out of the hospital with a couple of little deficiencies, so I had to go to North Carolina this weekend. Well, the family went to North Carolina this weekend to, get a few things together for he and my aunt. And it was just so good. I mean, barring the food, you know, North Carolina food is always everything to me anyway.
Oh, my gracious.
But
yeah.
Just being able to see the elders in the family and lend a hand where it needs to be lended. And, you know, amazing. My aunt shared with me real quick. My cousin, she said, you know what? I remember when you guys, speaking of my brother and I, were the young ones and you all were working with your dad and helping your dad work, and all of you all were helping my father, but you all were working together as a team, and to see you and Emmanuel, my son, you know, it kind of, you know, it choked me up a little bit, you know what I mean? Because it felt like I was passing along the good, you know what I mean? With my son, and you know, sometimes we do things, and the expectation is money for gratitude. But I'm here to say that it was the unexpected, the unexpectation that I wasn't even prepared for, that meant so much. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hey, I thank my family and my loved ones and my cousins for pointing that out. And most of all, I thank my son, you know what I mean, for having the heart and the mindset to help his old man out with some of the work that we had to take care of this weekend. So, you know, like I say, man, you know, it's the unexpected things that mean so much at times. And being able to help my family and have my son to stand in and, you know, feel what my dad felt, you know what I mean, when we were helping him out back in the day. You know, it just, hey, man, it felt full circle, and I just felt so good. And you know, I came back energized. Can you believe that? I came back energized. I was almost ready to go back to work, but... Work is a different situation. We just go leave that as it is.
Wait a minute.
You know what I mean? The move wasn't that good. The trip was good, but the move wasn't that good. Yeah, I'll just say that. Therese, I'm hearing my Washington football team has made a move here. You know?
That's what we're doing right now?
I'm just saying, you know, you know what? Because I was awakened so early this morning, you know, with the news. Maybe that's why I'm jumping ahead of time. I'm not going to do that. You're right. I'm gonna be good. But I'm just so excited, you know. There's nothing like seeing your team make a move that, one, you agree with, two, you have full understanding as to why, and three, you can actually appreciate it. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's been a while. Excuse me. While I dance, it's been a while, Washington Wizards. You know, you guys have to forgive me. Like I said, I was in North Carolina this weekend, so I really had a chance to peek in on the team so good. I'm going to lean on you, Ms. C, with these Wizards when we come back and we get into this basketball talk. But right now, hey, man, like I say, I'm happy and more happy and happy than ever to be back with you guys here on Kale's Corner. I thank you, my man upstairs, for a great, safe trip. And we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break, pause for the calls, and we understand we can't do nothing on this corner without y'all. 563-999-3782 is our number. Stay right here. We'll be right back. Let's play it one more time for him, Tree.
One more won't hurt nobody.
Good, Miss Tree. I knew you was over there partying. Tell me something good, man. What's going on with these? Why they showing Fitzpatrick on the TV right now, Tree? They just keep messing with me, man. I'm trying to be good. I'm trying to be good, but every time they pull me back, I'm turning away. I'm turning the TV. They pull me back in every time.
Oh, yeah.
t- Tell me about these wizards. What's going on with these wizards, man? Should I be happy?
I mean, Scott Brooks, you got to do better. Scott Brooks, y'all lost the last three games, I think.
Scott Brooks,
I don't know if it's the coach or the coaches. Because somebody got to tell Scott Brooks that these certain players over here can play good together with the second unit coming in behind them. Like, Lopez be in too long. Like, he be in way too long. Even last night, when he I don't even think he played last night against his own brother. Why wouldn't y'all post them up together? Like, you know what I'm saying? Against each other and see what's the outcome going to be with that.
Why not?
Yeah, like, let's do it. But Wizards got the wrong brother.
I'm really, really, really trying to hold on because I've seen this Wizards team make turnaround. I've seen this Wizards team start in shambles and finish in a pretty good place, you know. But understand what I'm saying. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of seeing this team start slow. I'm tired of seeing this team not play any defense. I'm tired of seeing countless in this unexplainable turnovers. You know, I'm tired of seeing play on the field on the court in a nonchalant manner, you know. And I'm going to say it, it's Bradley Beal. Yeah. You know, I was in a conversation with a buddy of mine, and he was saying he would have liked to have seen Beal go and John Wall stay. Or he was wondering what would have come of this team if they'd have kept John Wall and traded Bradley Beal. Now, I was of the mindset of, okay, in all honesty, Beal was the scorer. And you need scoring. Neither of them played defense. Neither of them played defense. So you couldn't really lean on anybody for defense. So you picked the lesser of the two. And to me, the lesser of the two would be, well, the greater of the two, let me say. Right. You picked the greater of the two. And for me, the greater of the two, I thought was John Wall. And let me tell you why. I know Bradley Beal brings scoring. And hell, he's leading the league right now in scoring. I understand all of that. But I think with what John Wall gives you at the point guard position, from his assists all the way down to his own individual scoring, I think that you'll make up the points and you'll have less confusion. Beal has always been considered, I don't know how to put this, so I'm just going to say it.
Right.
Beal has always been considered salt. Beal has always been considered the weakest of the links. So to me, you trade Beal and keep your stronger player, because now and you got Lopez on the court who's more concerned with the hair that's flying every damn where. you know, and you got the only toughness that we really have is Thomas. We know about his injury, and he shouldn't be out too much longer, but he's toughness, and we know that Westbrook brings a amount of toughness. And I understand, Debo, John Wall not doing a whole lot for Houston right now. He's not right now.
He don't got no help.
Exactly. He doesn't have help, number one, and he's away from home. He's away from home. So, you know, that mental change, it affects players. It really does. Not to make an excuse, but that mental change, it really bothers certain players. But the point that I'm making is with this team as it is formed, and I'm speaking of Bradley Beal, I'm speaking of what's his name? Lopez and these guys, and it's like, what's the name? What is the mantra of this team?
Right.
To me, it seems like softness. I'm sorry. It seems like softness. It seems like these guys, not only are they afraid when they step out there, but they're stepping with caution. Let me tell you this. With Lopez and messing with that hair, yes, it's getting in his way and it's getting in his face. But that to me, that's more of an insecurity thing. That's more of an insecurity thing. Because we all know the league has different techniques developed where your hair won't even be a problem. Am I right, Tree?
That's fact.
So to me, it's, I need an excuse to think of something else. I know what it'll be. My hair. And as a head coach, how hard is it for you to say, hey, look, man, headband. You're going to wear a headband from this point on. Not because I want you to, because I need you to.
Right.
I need you concerned more with your play and your capabilities on the floor than playing around with your hair. I need what this other offensive center brings to the table and how to stop him on your mind more than your hair.
Right.
That's just what I need. As your head coach, I don't want to look at any more film and a rebound is coming down and you're fooling around with your hair instead of boxing out and in a position to grab that rebound as the tallest damn wizard that's on the floor, on the court.
Right.
Why in the hell is it that Westbrook is averaging more rebounds than you? My center. And I understand sometimes you have a situation where the other team center is shooting threes or playing out in on the perimeter, but that's still no excuse for you. As now, listen, 6'2" at my highest was my height. Okay, so a lot of times when I played the center position because I was the tallest guy on my team. When we had those centers who wanted to shoot threes, guess where I played? In the intermediate. You know why? So I can go and be the tallest guy under the basket for a rebound. So I can box out and block out the other guys, maybe the other team's power forward, you know, or whatever tall player they may have had down there. I would go and defend him to put my team in a position to get that rebound. I don't understand. I don't understand what it is with Lopez. Tree, maybe you can help me, Tree. Maybe you can help me. What is it with this man that, and now I know you've explained the hair, and I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that, but it's got to be something else. It's got to be something else. You know, hair can't be the only reason why this man is ineffective. And I mean on the offensive and the defensive side.
Right. He's just not that good. Like we thought he was, he's just not that good. His brother is great, but he's not that good. Like, he's good. Don't get me wrong. Like, he's good. He'll give you a double-double every now and again. He's good to be when everybody is clicking. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, take for instance, me and you was on the same team, and I was having a bad shoot night. That means you have to pick up the slack and come with the shot, right?
Right, right.
So, I mean, that's not saying take me out. That's just saying I have to start doing other things when the ball is not dropping. Like, my defense got to be better. I need to try to steal the ball. I need to make some type of turnover, do something, get more rebounds. I got to do something because my shot not falling. He don't even do that.
Right, right, right. But what you're saying is compensate. Just compensate.
Absolutely.
We see Westbrook do it all the time. We see him do it all the time. Some nights he's a rebounding fool. Some nights he's a scoring fool. Some nights he's a defender. Each and every night he brings something different to the table. All the time. All the time. And it's like, okay, this is one of the smallest guys on the court. So you would think that the tallest guy would be able to bring something to the table, something different. He may have something in his repertoire, in his skill set that, you know, makes him a different player, you know. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. Let's bring my man Lou on. Maybe Lou can help me out here. Lou,
hey,
how are you, bro?
All right.
How are you, bro?
All right. I heard.
Tell me, am I picking on Lopez, Lou? Am I too? Damon asked me, Debo asked me, what I just don't want to call him soft, and I swear I'm getting to the point where I'm going to have to call the man soft. Go ahead,
right,
Lou.
Yeah, I think you're better. Yeah, I think you're right. I think he is a bit soft. So I don't think you're being too hard on him at all. You know, if the player's not performing well, you know, that's what you get.
Right.
If you're good,
you're
good. If you rot like death, you do. Well, I mean, it sounds kind of morbid, but you know, if you do well, the fans will praise you. If you do horrible, the fans are gonna rag on you. That's how it works.
That's exactly
that's
how
the game goes.
In that order.
Yeah.
And
in the New
York area.
Oh Lord. I think he'd quit playing if he was in the New York area. I'm serious.
Oh yeah.
Because I've heard how New York goes on some of their athletes and yeah.
Oh yeah.
Let's just say your ship better be sailing in the right direction for New York, or
it's moving,
they're going to let
sailing.
You have. Yeah.
Last night, but last night, the Knicks, Julius Randle went off. He was, I mean, they had a daggone near throw him out the game because he was right. You know, he was right because they said he traveled, but he didn't travel. The man smacked the ball out of his hand, and then he just.
No,
like
I don't think there was a travel.
Huh?
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's a travel at all.
Somebody gets the ball out your hand, you are allowed to get the ball back and bounce the ball again. And they're trying to
take
it.
Yeah, well, your possession.
Because it was a game ender. It was a game ender, and they lost it. They lost because of it.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. You saw Julius Randle's reaction, right?
Yeah.
You saw how he reacted.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about Bradley Beal and his non-reaction when he slipped and was out of bounds?
Oh yeah.
Because that was something. It cost the Wizards the game. It cost them
but
the
Scott
game.
Brooks should have called a timeout. That was on Scott Brooks. Scott Brooks should have called a timeout. Or one of them should have called a timeout.
But because it affected Bradley Beal and his play like it did, whether Scott called the timeout or not, Bradley should have acted a fool.
Oh,
Bradley,
yeah. Absolutely.
Bradley should have went off, and Debo said no passion. That he has, have no passion, and we saw the passion say his name again, New York player,
Julius Randle.
Julius Randle, we saw the passion. Come out of him full strength.
Yes. I mean, they took
we saw no passion. The whole bench. Now, let me tell you something about passion. Okay? Passion does not just affect you as the individual.
No.
What did Treese just say? It took the whole bench to hold him back. It took the whole bench to show and participate in that passion.
Yeah.
And for some, it'll make them work harder, stronger, faster, move a little quicker towards their destination. Passion. For others.
Yeah.
For others. That passion will make you concentrate, will make you sink more into the task at hand as a teammate. Y'all notice what I didn't say?
Yes.
Fooling around with your damn hair.
Right.
Passion don't make you do that.
No,
passion don't make you do that.
That's a very hair-raising experience, isn't it? Oh.
I can resist. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. I know where you are, you Lou.
Doesn't everybody?
I'm dead serious, though. I'm dead serious. If all the teams, the All-Star break is over for everyone, right?
That's right.
Okay. We're into the second half of the season, where you really, really start your grind and prepare yourself you're preparing yourself for a seeding. You know? You're preparing yourself.
Put up or shut up time.
Exactly. It's put up or shut the hell up time. You are absolutely right. And Debo, you're thinking right along the lines of where I'm thinking. If you see your leader care, you will care. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I prefaced all of this with talking about the choice that the Wizards made between John Wall and between Bradley Beal. One thing we can always say about John Wall, John played with passion, man. John played with passion. I don't know how many times we saw John step up on the pressers table and like, yeah, hype the crowd and get into it. How many times we saw John come out and do his Dougie dance and get everybody all emotional and ready for the game or a big win. We have a big win. And John Wall is just adamant and getting everybody up and into it. And you just, you can feel everybody in the arena can feel this young man's energy.
Mm-hmm.
That is what's missing with this Wizards team. That's what's missing, guys. We don't have passion. We don't have a player who's willing. You need, you
what's
have
to
have passion. Westbrook trying to bring it, but because we've seen it, yeah, but because we've seen it at every other stop. And Westbrook isn't our homegrown talent. John Wall was ours. John Wall was drafted by us. And it's kind of unfair to Bradley Beal because he was drafted by us as well. But John Wall, it was like we were being ingratiated with John Wall and accepting him, and then we had to try to have enough room left over to ingratiate Bradley Beal. And it was like we were still, you know, John Wall was the one that the news was showing up with him giving away tennis shoes on Halloween, kids come and knock at the door, and John Wall is standing there giving away tennis shoes. We've never heard this from Bradley Beal.
He did that.
But when?
You better look him up. Bradley Beal doing lots of tennis. Thanksgiving, knocking on your door, giving out turkey.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, why isn't it announced? Why isn't it announced?
I don't know. I heard it announced before, but I've seen it before. Bradley Beal do a lot.
Okay, I'll take your word for it, huh?
You know, I'm telling you, this ain't even my team, and I'm trying to tell you that Bradley Beal, I've seen some of the things he's done, you know, like giving out to the homeless and Thanksgiving, he feeds, you know, people. He even one time went to, I think it was Target or Walgreens or Walmart or something like that and bought people, you know, whatever they want. Pick out what you want. Yeah. He's a real.
I mean, that's cool. I don't know. Maybe he wants his efforts done under cloak and hidden. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not here to judge the man on you know, things of that nature. All I'm saying is whenever and whatever John did, it was public notice. It was publicized.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he was and whatever he was a part of, it was known. It was known. And like I say, I've seen Bradley Beal hit the game-winning shot and show no reaction whatsoever. At the end of the game, it was like, this is what I do, you know, I'm just a good player. No, John Wall, look, he dug in. John Wall party. He up on the stanchion.
Everybody don't have that personality to be rocking with y'all, though. Look at Kawhi. You know, he just and keep it moving.
Look at Kawhi.
You know, like,
I've seen him lose it. I've seen Kawhi lose.
Every now and again.
So have I.
Well, have you seen Bradley Beal? And
I've
I'm talking Kawhi before.
Absolutely.
I'm talking Kawhi with the Spurs before he was a champion. I've seen him lose it. I've seen him go off.
No, I
went eight, all right.
I've never seen him lose
it. I'm trying to tell you.
I've seen it after he won the thing.
Championship.
I've seen him lose it. But before that, I've never seen him lose it.
Well, I mean, I'm going to tell you like this. Bottom line of what I'm trying to get at is when it comes down to energy and motivation and that passion, John Wall brought it every game. Now, and I understand John's position. He just lost his mom. You know, he's feeling like a new start may do him some good. You know, maybe he needs a new start. And I can respect that. But I really wished that Bill was the one that was traded instead of John. You know, I really wished that was the trade made instead of John Wall because, I mean, he just and I like John Wall. I like Bradley Beal. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything bad about him whatsoever. Exactly. If I had my choice of the two, I'm going to go with John Wall every time. Every time. Sorry. I mean, he just brings to me, he brought more to the table to me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I felt when Dirk Rose left us. I mean, well, you know, he was traded when he was traded, why he was hurt. Because we waited for him and we waited for him and we waited for him. And I don't know what happened. And all of a sudden, he wasn't there for it. And then I had tears in my eyes, and I was crying. And I was like, oh, Lord, we lose Dirk Rose. Oh, my God.
Then
we got Zach LaVine.
And I was kind of like,
And then I was like, oh, okay, we can do this. Okay. You know, then I started smiling to wipe my tears away. Oh, okay. Still got tears for I still want them to come back. I still want my whole team to come back. I want Taj back. I want Noah, Joakim, I want all of them to come back. But that's impossible. Well, I mean, that's not going to never happen. So I have to love people that's on my team and just keep rocking with them and keep going with them. And, you know, hopefully we'll win something.
Yeah. He said Joakim, Noah. Wow.
We're number nine in the standings, so if the playoffs was right now, neither one of us making it.
Yeah, thankfully he's not with the Knicks anymore.
Your Knicks ain't making it either.
No, because Noah was on the Knicks.
Yeah.
I'll say one thing: he doesn't take after his. He doesn't get his athletic ability much from his father.
Who, Joakim?
Yeah. Not really.
I love Joakim when he was with us. He was the best. He was his best self when he was with us.
And guess what?
Depression set in on him. Depression set when he got traded. He was depressed. Depression set in on him, and it ate at him, and he just never was the same again.
His dad was a his dad was a tennis pro.
Yeah, he was.
All right, 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. I'm just gonna, you know.
Yeah.
We just gonna let this ride, man.
No.
Y'all come on back with it.
Yeah. We sell crack to our own out the back of our homes. We smell the musk of the dusk and the crack of the dawn. We go to episode 2 like Attack of the Clones. What can we break a bag and you hear the crack of the bone? To get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We commute the computer, spirits stay mute while your ego spread rumors. We survivalists turn to consumers. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Why some people gotta live in the trailer, cause like a sailor, I paint a picture with a pen like Norman Mailer. Me and Wella raised 3 daughters all by herself, with no help. I think about a struggle and I find a strength in myself. These words melt in my mouth, they hot like the jail cell in the south, before my nigga Core bailed me out. Just to get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get by. We do a die like Best Style, see the red sky, the window of the red eye, like the lead blind, the G-Rap shit, living the last dive.
Just to get by, just to get by. You know what I'm saying? That's all I want.
Yeah.
You know, I just want him to get by, man. I just want him to get by, sis. You know what I'm saying? I look at this team as a symbol, and I really don't see a losing team. I see, and of course, that's with the compliments of all of their pieces. You know, Antonio Bryant being out hurts us. It hurts us a lot because he was a young man that was balling.
You mean Thomas Bryant?
Thomas Bryant, Dad. William Antonio Bryant. That's a football player. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Girl, we're gonna have to get us a bus. When I say the wrong words, just bug me. You know what I mean? But Bryant, you know, that young man is going to make a difference. He's really going to make a difference once he's allowed to come back out there. But like I was saying, with all the pieces assembled, barring any bad health or anyone having to stay off the floor, this Wizards team is not a loser. They have pieces. They have pieces that can actually do some good out there. But it's going to take a lot more passion and effort than they've been given. It's going to take them putting out there what they're lacking. Again. And I said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. When Bryant comes back, I hope like hell that means that Lopez can go. I really do. I'm if I have to see him throw up one more hook shot, I swear I'm going to break my TV. I'm serious. If I see him playing and fooling around with his hair while on defense instead of guarding someone or trying his best to snatch a rebound down, you know, I'm telling you, I'm losing my mind watching this team. I'm losing my mind watching this team, and. That has been the case with or without John Wall, with or without Bradley Beal, with or without Bryant. That has been the case. And that tells me at the end of the day, it's not your talent. It's your coaches. It's your coaches. We need a coach who's not just going to command, demand, and expect respect from his team, but the rest of the league. Do you think Sam Cassell coming in won't demand respect from the rest of this room.
Get out of my brain.
You know, let's ask Lou, since I know I'm in your brain. Lou, do you think Sam Cassell will come in and demand respect, not just from the league, and not just from his players, but the league as well?
Oh, I certainly hope so. Sam Cassell was an excellent player. And I think she gets
He was an excellent player.
He sure was.
And Scott
Brooks, with Sammy now.
If my memory serves me correct.
Look. They got all these young coaches, Luke Walton.
Mm-hmm.
New coaches. I mean, you know, they're young. The players can relate more to them and know exactly what they're trying to say to them when they're saying it. Like these older coaches that's been in the league all these years, they expect for you to know what they're talking about when they say certain things. You understand what I'm saying? Like, when you're older, you expect more. Because, we're all older, so I'm expecting you to know what I'm trying to put out. Like you were saying the other day, Kale, read between the lines.
I'm not that young either.
Some people can't read between the lines. So if you get Sam Cassell, you know, a younger person that's more personable and more approachable, he can relate more to these players and get them to do what he wants them to do. He can get them to buy in to anything at this point. Because when you bring in somebody new, like coaching, when you bring in new coaching, at all the players now, it's on a trial basis again. Like, we're all on a trial basis for our position. Like, there are no starting positions when you get new coaches. Like, everybody's just out there. Let me see what you can do. Let me see if y'all can work together. Let me see if you can work through him. All that. Scott Brooks is what he don't bring to the table. I ain't seen what's the guy, Lord Cassius Winston. Maybe in spurts when y'all up 50 and y'all bring him in for the last 2 or 3 minutes. Then y'all get him some time like that. But when you young like that, look at De'Aaron Fox and DeJounte Murray, all of them people came out after Cassius Winston, and they're playing. They out here playing. If you're not mm-hmm. gonna play the man, move him, let him go. But when you let him go and he goes somewhere else, he's going to shine, because that's the player he is. I watched him. That's why when all the moves was first being made, and you was like, who the hell is this Cassius Winston? And I was like, hey, Kale, hold on. Dude can ball. Like, for real. He was balling out of control in college. That's why the Wizards went and picked him up. Somebody's going to get him. But have you seen him on the floor? At least put him on the floor when y'all down 15. Let me see what this young boy can do. Third quarter, down 15. Let me see what you can do. I ain't seen him. I ain't seen Robinson. I ain't seen Gil. Like, when Lynn Birdie get to play, because he played behind Lopez. So they giving Lopez mm-hmm. all the shine. So y'all got to get a coach that's going to play everybody. Because y'all got them all.
Yeah. And I always go into the playoffs, you know. It's crazy. You play everybody all season long and then get into the playoffs and you shorten your rotation. You're relying. What'd you say, Drake?
They ain't played ball season.
You know, I'm watching this. Excuse me. I'm watching this Randle. Julius Randle went off last night.
But
I can appreciate the passion. I can appreciate that. I'm sorry. You know, he felt like he was done wrong, and I can appreciate that.
Kale,
that.
So, Kale, tell. Listen to this. The other night y'all played the 76ers, Embiid and them, right?
Mm.
He went out.
Mm-hmm.
He stomped his foot down and he messed his leg up. So he couldn't play no more. At that moment, y'all was down, I think, 12 or 13 points. They didn't even change the rotation up. They didn't change nothing up. They didn't put the big people in. They ain't put Cassius in. They ain't put Bonga in. They ain't move nobody around. They just left the same players out there with the same dry legs, same heavy, wet noodle legs. They just left them out there. And y'all lost the game. Embiid wasn't even in the game. And I'm saying, y'all can go at them now. Ben Simmons wasn't even playing. So y'all got two stars that's not playing, and y'all still lost the game because Scott Brooks didn't rotate the players out right. And that's the real reason why y'all lost.
You know, that has been my mantra with Scott Brooks since the very beginning. You know, he doesn't coach with ambition.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't coach with excitement or okay, I'm going to try this. Oh, okay. Well, they're down there. Then I have an advantage here.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not just with Scott Brooks as a Wizard. This was Scott Brooks at OKC. With a monster roster. With a monster roster.
Oh, yeah, the monster roster.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of game. I would find myself saying, why he's not trying KD and Harden and Westbrook and
together.
Man, put in everybody you can, man. Why is he saving it? Why is it like he's saving these players for this moment and this opportunity instead of putting them all in? And I mean, it comes a point in time where you have to use what the hell you have.
Right.
You have to use what you have, man, to get done what you are paid to get done. And I watch him, and it,
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I watch Scott Brooks, and it's just amazing to me. It's almost as if, and I know he's not. I know he's not, y'all. But I swear it's like he's coaching too loose. I mean, is it just me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like he's coaching to lose. If you're not utilizing every advantage in your favor, if you're not utilizing every weapon that's in your arsenal, you are coaching to lose.
Now, why
that's
are you
just
coaching,
like
you're
Phil Jackson,
to lose? I mean, that doesn't make
just
sense.
Like,
you're supposed to coach to win, not to lose.
Right.
And I'm not saying.
Nothing would do that.
I'm not saying any player on our team is the equivalent of Michael Jordan. I'm not saying that at all, but understand it. It's just like Phil Jackson deciding, oh, well, I'm not going to play Mike this game, five, closeout game, this game six, closeout game. I'm not going to play Mike. I'm just going to allow, oh, my goodness. Mm. I'm just
Can
going
I say
to allow.
Kind of weird, isn't it?
I'm sorry. I see the play where Embiid tried to dunk and hurt his knee. But go ahead. And Lopez in the game. was nowhere around. And
So we're talking about Scott Brooks when he was at the Thunder, right? So Scott Brooks coached Westbrook, Harden, and Kevin Durant at the same time. He had all three of them players at the same time and could not make nothing happen. Why do we here at Washington think going to change? That man is the age he is. You really don't teach old dogs new tricks. You just teach them how to tweak them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like how to get around them. You don't really teach them new ones. You just teach them how to tweak the ones they already have and get around it.
Yeah.
If he couldn't win with those three people in OKC, why y'all so hard on this man? Just get y'all a new coach. That's all, man. Just because y'all mob is there. Y'all just need a new coach. And that's what it's all about, a new coach and a new center until Brian get back. Because Lopez ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. That is it.
Big pimping, baby.
Big pimping.
That's right. Big pimping.
563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. Time to go into the NFL, baby.
First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimpin' every sense in the word, mama. Better trust and believe him. In the cut where I keep them, till I need the wood, till I need to beat it up, then it's beep beep, then I'm picking them up, then I play with it quick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put jigger piston cup, divorce them and split his bucks. Just because you got good sex, I'ma break bread so you could be living it up. I pass with nothing, y'all be fronting, me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen, I'll be forever macking, hard codes and assassins, I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting, mommy get your ass in here and let's ride.
Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, no patience.
No patience. Got no patience. And I hate waiting.
Right.
Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick,
get your in the let's ride. Watching the football style. Check them out now. For those of you, who said that this move wasn't a good move and that Washington shouldn't do this and they need to do that, poo-poo on you, and everything you were saying. You hear what I'm talking about? Because this Washington team, for under $7 million the next two seasons, for under $7 million, have I don't want to say solidified, so I'm going to say strengthened their quarterback position for the next two seasons for under $7 million. Wow. I wish we had applause. Because I would give my team an applause. Seriously.
I got you back. Woo!
There,
there you go.
Now I feel good now. And you know, Washington fans are so fickle. I'm trying to tell you, man. They are so, so fickle. I received a text message at 5:45 this morning, I received a text message from a so-called Washington fan screaming that Washington had signed Fitzpatrick, and it was all over with, and we could have done better, but we didn't. This move is going to set us back. Everything negative that you can say, and nothing positive at all. Now, me as a Washingtonian, okay, when this team makes moves, there are times where I have to say to myself, okay, this makes sense because of that. Oh, okay, right. Well, that makes sense because of this. With this move, with signing Fitzpatrick, there is no guesswork whatsoever. There's no guesswork. We know exactly what the thought process is behind this move. You went out and you got a quarterback. Yeah, Fitzpatrick might throw. There are going to be some games where he's going to have interceptions. There's going to be some games where this defense, they're going to have to pick him up. You know, they're going to have to pick the team up. But the last I checked, that's why you have two sides of the football, so that one side can pick the other side up when necessary. So I have no problem. And I know, because I know that these interceptions are coming, I know they are. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like I'm prepared for them. It's almost like I'm saying, okay, yeah, I feel that the defense is going to be put to the test. We have a quarterback who is not afraid to take chances. We have a quarterback who will say, if you get open, I'll get the ball to you. Washington hasn't had that in a while. Washington has not had that in a while. And I'm looking around the league, and I'm seeing Andy Dalton signed a one-year deal with Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more happier with my Washington deal than the Chicago deal any day of the week. Any day of the week. I've never seen Andy Dalton really get out and shine and just take over a game.
Right.
I've seen Fitzpatrick do it. Mm-hmm. And at any time, this is being honest, Fitzpatrick can have a slump going the bad way or a streak going the positive way at any play, at any time. So I'm happy, so to speak. I'm happy that.
Okay. Hold on. They said Fitzpatrick was y'all backup.
Okay.
And that y'all still was searching for a quarterback. So y'all quarterback positions still need to be filled. So that means they're not hooked on Heineke. They're not hooked on him. So that means they're still searching for a quarterback. So y'all quarterback position still hasn't been filled.
I think that's just talk. I believe that is just so.
Because he's a good quarterback. Just in 19, he'd have been on. He'd have been in the league, what, 15 years,
mm-hmm.
And he'd have made $71 million I mean, you know, he been on 19. So mm-hmm. we gonna see what he gonna do with y'all. Cause it's like his hurrah. He on his way out. He 36 years old, 38 years old. I'm sorry. He on his way out. And he got
5'6" 3. Nah. It's 3.
Okay.
I ain't your
okay.
girl.
My bad.
6'3". Nah. 3'7". 8'2".
Dude, that's how my co-host do me.
Hey. Tell him, James. I got the Fitzpatrick.
You don't know.
Tell him, James. Treat it. I got the feeling. Treat. I got that feeling, girl.
I
got that feeling. I don't want to hear that the man old. He's long in the tooth. But as you just said, he's a backup. He's a backup.
What did you just say? You don't believe that? Come on, Kel. Come on, man.
No, I don't.
You can't have
no,
both
I don't.
Ways, though. Right.
Yes, I can.
So you can't be all talking
yes,
about,
I can.
You see, yes, you can. Yes, you
I
can.
Have
okay.
A, yeah, I can have it both ways.
My
you know why?
Though.
The season
my
ain't started
though.
Yet. The season has
my
not started
though.
Yet. Free season, free agency, we're only in the beginning of it, right?
Right.
That's so right now, anything is up for discussion right now. Trees, I got to feel it.
You want to talk about that? You want to talk about
say
that?
What? What's that?
You want to talk about y'all dancers? Or you want to just not talk about that?
You know what, young? You just trying me, young. You know, I can't even be in a good mood, young.
No, because you try to rub it in my face. So, because we don't have no... I don't know.
Hey, I believe that Washington are the trendsetters here. I think they're going to be more teams. I'm telling you. My team is not the only team.
Y'all almost to the point where y'all names come up on the schedule, people get nervous, but it ain't happened yet. Y'all defense is like that. Right? Y'all defense get people talking.
Like that.
But then when they start talking about the offense, it's like,
that's without a gunslinger.
Exactly.
That's without a gunslinger. Now.
Exactly. But sometimes Fitzpatrick can get cross-eyed out there.
Well, if my team does what they're supposed to do and build this offensive line, we see who we are and what we are from building the defensive lineup. As you just said, our defense is like that. Well, that's
right.
Our defensive line. That's our defensive line. So if we build correctly with this offensive line, Hey, the sky's the limit. Fat Fitzpatrick can be my starter. You know, let's bring my man Kirby in.
It's magic.
Hey, Kirby.
Hey, how y'all doing? How's everybody?
Hey, Kirby.
I'm late. Excuse me, Kirby. I wasn't ready for you. But I'm getting ready right now. Because I need to hear that. You understand what I'm talking about?
I do.
Here we go.
Yeah, but scalping time.
Here we go, y'all.
Yeah.
Here we go. Y'all just get ready because let them have their little 5 minutes.
Oh, they 5 minutes. Wow. Mm. Hey, Kirby.
I mean, we're not.
The hate is radiant.
We got other teams to go ahead and talk about. Y'all go ahead and get y'all little calls.
Fight for all DC. Kirby, are you as excited about Fitzpatrick? I'm so glad you here, Kirby, because Treece done called our man old, and she done talked all type of trash about Fitzpatrick, man. I needed you, Kirby.
She didn't say that, you know, when the 49ers had old man Young and another fellow.
He was already there, Kirby, and got old. He was already there and got old, Kirby.
So what?
We didn't draft him. I mean, we didn't go pick no old person up and say beat out quarterback.
And that skinny guy that they thought was a field goal kicker from Notre Dame, you know, number 16, yeah.
Mm.
He was older than baseball.
But he did good, though. He did good.
I know.
We're going to see Kirby.
Well, I know. Well,
how you
if you
about
care it? To, if you care to check it, I was the one that said that if you had not, if your 49ers had not had all those injuries, y'all would have been, y'all would have gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did.
Yeah.
So how you feeling about this Fitzpatrick move, Kurt?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I want some more of it because I tell you why. He is used to for teams trying to get their future, you know, the face of the franchise and you know, to winning, you know, he's a good backup, and he doesn't care about being the starter and all that. He just wants to do whatever the team needs him to do. See, so like I like his attitude, I really do, you know. So,
you know what, Kirby, that's a great point because and I'm glad you made it, because you remind me of a point I made earlier in discussion with a friend of mine. Alex Smith wanted to start, Ali Smith still wants to play.
Right.
You got a backup that's proven now that he really doesn't care whether he plays or not. So you take that pressure away from your team of having a player who wants to start.
And
we
you don't
all
have
know
a quarterback Ali, controversy. No quarterback
you
controversy.
You do not have
either.
A yes. Yes, you do not have that quarterback controversy because you don't have a player who's coming into the situation thinking, I'm the starter. It's
right.
all about me, you know. And
yeah.
None for nothing, and I congratulate Alex Smith for his comeback last year. And everything, but I truly feel that Alex Smith's time and tenure here in Washington have run its course. I truly believe that he'll be better suited with another team somewhere, and who that team is, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
but
somebody is signing for one or 2 years, you know.
Tyrod Taylor agrees to a 1 year deal with the Texans.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Can't sign. Shaquille Griffin signed with the Jaguars. Look. Ask Debo how he feel about that. Shaquille Griffin gone. They let Shaquille Griffin go. Ain't that crazy?
Well, they still got his brother.
Yeah, but they don't play. They play on opposite sides.
Right.
And he was the better brother because he got two of them.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Did I say that out loud?
Out loud, real loud.
I'm sorry.
You play too much. I'm feeling confident about the Fitzpatrick pickup because, again, it's just so many aspects of signing a player, you know, when there can be problems and situations that arise, you know.
Well, you look at his history. Look at his history. How many teams has he helped? You know, he helped them all. You know,
He's never made a playoff. Never. Ever.
Well, he's going to now. He's going to make a playoff 2021.
Well, let's make it a 39. It'd be 39 then.
He's seen and played in every system known to mankind. You know,
he played at Harvard. If y'all didn't know, that's how smart he is.
Yeah, really. But
I think it's a good fit
for us with our top ranked defense, and he can get us 27 points if the starter gets hurt. He can step in without missing a step. You know what I mean? He'll be ready to play. But the money too. See, you know, I like having him than giving away the farm and the first round draft picks and all this stuff this year, next year, and all that other stuff. You know, to go after somebody that supposedly Superman, you know,
That ain't no one that never won a playoff.
We only have to score an average of 27 points a game.
Y'all was doing that anyway, Kirby. Y'all was doing that late, all that shit. Y'all didn't score under no 27.
Yeah, but we were doing it. We were doing it with our fingers crossed and covering up one eye.
Forget all that. Y'all didn't care.
Y'all
didn't care. Somebody's
going to
get y'all 35 or more. Can he give you 35 or more, 36?
I don't know. He stepped in there with the Dolphins, you know.
And they still ain't
making up the slack. No, but, you know, it's not all about him. We had a patchwork offensive line. We, you know.
No, they was good last year. They was good. Miami was good.
No, I'm talking about my Washington team.
But yeah.
It was patchwork. But we're going to win the NFC East, and then we're going to be in the playoffs.
All righty.
So you can take that to the bank. You can underline that twice.
I'm going to write it down.
You know, write it down. Old man Kirby said the Washington football team will win the NFC East and be in the playoffs.
I like some of that. I take some of that, too.
She's going to be looking at our first four games and we 4-0, and then she goes, yeah.
563-999-3782. This was for you,
Keith. It means no worries for the rest of your day. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?
Nice. Boom.
Those two words will solve all your problems.
Yeah. Take Pumbaa here. Why? When he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog. How you feeling? It's an emotional story.
He found his aroma lacked a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, although I seem thick-skinned. And it hurts that my friends never stood downwind.
I was always here for you, and I resent that.
Oh, the shame!
Yes, he was ashamed.
I thought of changing my name.
I mean, to what, Brad?
And I got downhearted. Every time that I farted, are you gonna stop me?
No, I'm not. You disgust me. Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Kirby, that's gonna have to be us all season, Kirby. We're gonna have to sing Hakuna Matata to Therese all season because she's gonna find something wrong with everything that I watch the
well,
team does.
Well, I like her because she knows you only need three bones to make it in life. You just, you know, you need a wishbone, you need some backbone, and you need a funny bone. And she's definitely talking funny bone now because, I mean, she don't realize just what a badass defense that our
well, y'all
team has. I was wishing for Fitzpatrick. It makes money sense. He'll fit in. There's not going to be any quarterback controversy. Heinicke will probably get to win it. Heinicke will probably be the starter, but if he goes down, he gets banged up. than Fitzpatrick with a lot of experience, a lot of experience.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Let's take this call. Hello? 227, what's going on, babe?
What's up, brother? It's Marcus, man.
How you? Yeah,
hey,
I know,
Marcus.
I know. What's up?
What's going on with you?
I was just waiting for you to come in, man, and, you know, let's shed some light here, man, because, hey, Tree's been dogging us, man, you know, telling me that I'm getting... Yeah, she's telling me I'm getting excited over an old man and all that, man.
I mean, that's what you told me about. You said a lot of things about Gronk.
Now, remember, 2 weeks ago when we talked, this is what I asked for. My boy retired, so that's we couldn't go that way, but this is the next best thing. And honestly, when it comes to smart decisions as far as financial decisions, his ability to train up our young guys, it's still gonna be Heineke. It's still gonna be that boy. He's still gonna play, just similar to what happened, with the Dolphins. So, it's not just gonna be him all day long, but he is going. He brings a energy to the locker room and to the team that is special, man. Especially when it comes, he got a young spirit. We got. That's the way we want to go because we got a lot of young players. You know, we didn't really become more young on our team. So as it pertains to what we could get as a solid veteran quarterback, especially since we got rid of Alex Smith, which was a great decision as well, this is the next best thing.
Let's delve into that a little bit. Alex Smith, and we heard in his statement, Alex wanted to come back. Alex wanted to be a starter, and Alex felt as though Washington didn't want him to come back. Alex felt as though he ruined the plans that Washington had by coming back. And I'm going to say he did. But that is what makes this Fitzpatrick pickup so great. We have a guy now, a veteran, who we can depend on, who is not concerned with starting. It's not in his mind, I'm going to be a problem because I want to start. It's not in his mind, all hell is going to break loose with me as a player if I'm not called as the starter. And you got to understand one thing. This Washington team has, if nothing else, had all type of turmoil and just like craziness around us. You understand what I'm saying? We've had all type of just, man, I can't believe this happened. Oh, I can't believe that player said that. Or I can't believe he did that. We've had that. Ron Rivera has made a promise to change this culture of this team.
And that's a
lot of change in this culture is going to be about the players that we have here. Who is it that we'll have on this team to make this roster up. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
I mean, I'm in agreement to what you said, you know, and we still have to keep in mind that Ron Rivera was literally battling cancer. It's, you know, he still is. You know, it's a constant battle, even when it's in remission. So he was battling cancer, coming into a team, first year, you know, trying to change the culture. You got to keep that in mind. He's trying to change the culture, like you just mentioned. And for half of the season, he wasn't really with the team like he should have, like he wanted to be. In the pandemic. So all of these variables have to be put into perspective when you start judging Ron Rivera and his decision making. Because once he began to be with the team consistently, now a lot of people say it was Alex Smith. I beg to differ. I think the grown man was home. He was in the locker room. He was there. You know what I'm saying? Working one on one with the team. Which he didn't have an opportunity to because the man was going through chemo for half of the season.
Right. I agree. I agree 1,000%. You know what I mean? Man had his own situation that he was dealing with. Now, like you just said, it's a process. No, he's not completely over it yet, but he's better off than he was last season.
Absolutely.
So, again, it's like taking Alex Smith, even though Alex wasn't a problem or in the way.
Right.
You still had to make decisions regarding him that may not have been team friends, that may not have been what's the best for your team. So, you know, you can't get upset over what has happened or what's transpired with Alex Smith. Reason being, Washington welcomed him back with open arms last season, and we gave him an opportunity when you know, it was needed. And now, you know, it's time to move on. It's time to move on. Go ahead.
Okay, so listen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand it's time to move on with Alex and all that. But y'all bring in Fitzpatrick, pay him $10 million for 1 year. When Alex was already there, he can be the backup, right? You don't have to pay him no extra money. He's already on the roster, whatever. Accommodate him for the next year, because when he came in off y'all bench last year, y'all went 5-1 with him. So it's not like he didn't get the job done. He got the job done. Y'all's front line just was poor. So why?
Treat.
That's what I'm trying to say. Hold on. The man, I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying the man was already there. He brought y'all back. He even got y'all all the way up, like, in y'all division, right? He brought y'all all the way up 5-1. So it's one game, and y'all really should have won that game. But 5-1. Now, y'all bring Fitzpatrick in on a maybe. This is 19 on a maybe. I understand y'all don't like the man, and he ain't all that, and this, that, and the other, woo-woo-woo. But he just like Fitzpatrick. He learned fast, quick. He's quick on his feet. All the team, everybody
Ooh.
Like him.
Oh.
So I'm talking
Ooh.
About Alex.
No, he's not quick on his feet. No,
not,
he's not.
He's
dangerous.
No, he's not dangerous. Now 5-1.
Listen, listen. Every time this man, from the first tackle, I cringed. I almost threw up watching Alex Smith when what's his name? Okay.
I thought you ain't never seen him get his leg broke, and evaluate him that way.
Who? Alex Smith? I can't do that. Because I did see him get his leg broke. And I did see him lose time. And I did see him rehab. I've never seen Fitzpatrick do any of that.
No. Not at all.
I've never seen Fitzpatrick have to sit out one game. Kirby, have you?
I've never seen him have to sit out any games either. But I've never seen him be a starter.
Huh?
But that's not what y'all asked him to be.
He has started.
Quote, unquote.
He has started.
Quote, unquote. So no, Tua started. And then he came in after Tua.
And started.
Hey, look.
And he had to be. He had to start after that. He didn't come in the season.
But you just said you never seen him start.
No, that's what I'm saying. He never started the season. Let me correct myself. I've never seen him be the lead. Fitzpatrick is the starter for the season. Going in, everybody's just talking about Fitzpatrick. He's the starter. When?
Mm-hmm.
I'll wait.
Well,
you can hear me, Cam?
Fitzpatrick is good. I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's good for his 19, just like Alex on his 13.
We also talking about paying Alex, because we're hoping that somebody get him. I don't think it's going to happen, but I definitely hope that he can be relieved of that money, you know, that we owe him. You know, but by getting rid of him, we definitely open the door for that to happen. You know, people are interested. People have been lobbying.
Oh yeah,
especially in our division, because you know that's what they do. You know, they want to get the playbook. You know, they do that. In our division, they always grab somebody's sloppy seconds in our division. They do it all the time.
Right.
You know, and it's easier for somebody to not just uproot and just stay close. You know. Especially, a lot of times they wind up going to New York, and New York winds up coming to D.C., you know, or Philly. But nevertheless, this is a smart decision because Alex Smith, number one, is not 100%. He's not reliable 100%. He's not going to do every game as a starter. And he has, you know, we pay him all the time. We pay him top dollar, and he can't even play all the games all season. But not only that, he's boring, man. He's boring, and that is the biggest issue. He protects the football, but he plays scared. He doesn't take risks. And with the way that the ball game is changing with the young guys and this, you know, and their styles of passing the ball that's different and everything that's different. By how they go about things, man, he can't have some old rigid player who won't throw a D-ball. Like,
and you know what, Mark, just not to cut you off, but that has become a play of game in itself. When teams go deep and the pass interference is called, That do you realize Washington didn't even have that until Alex Smith went to the bench where the other team was called for the pass interference? Fitzpatrick back then, you going to get one or two pass interference calls. You can better bet that. He's at least going to give the team the opportunity to be in a position to call a penalty to be called in our favor. We're not getting that with Alex Smith. We're not getting, you know, when Alex was with every other team besides Washington, my name for him was Captain Checkdown. I always called him Captain Checkdown. Then when he came to my team, I couldn't title him Captain Checkdown. But I knew that that's what he was. I knew that our running backs would have more catches than Scary Terry McLaurin, than Cam Sam or Steve Sam. You know, I knew that that the running backs would have more opportunities out of the backfield than our wide receivers. Why? Because that's just not Alex Smith's game. That's not what he does.
Yeah. I mean,
so,
I can't admit that the
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to say I can't admit that, like you spoke of, you know, the protection would break down on Alex a lot, you know, and, you know, that offensive line is not the best. So, and we don't have another route runner that's getting deep fast like Terry, like Scary Terry. You know, draw that pass interference, you know, quick enough, faster than our protection kind of breaks down. You know, I can give him that, but that's because he can't get out of the pocket. He got to stay in the pocket because of his injury. You know, because there's other quarterbacks in the league that can still make that happen. Get out of the pocket. You're not worried every time they evade one of the backs coming at them. You know, you're not nervous every single time when they roll out and actually draw the pass interference. Like you said, our young boys, they come in, they roll out of the pocket, they draw the pass interference. You know, because you can actually see it developing, and a good quarterback can see it developing to actually do that. So you're right.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And now the way the game is called, that is a way that you can put your team at an advantage. That is the way that you can give your team upper hand. And in any way that you can give your team an upper hand, that you're supposed to take advantage of that. You're supposed to try that. You're supposed to get out there and actually do that. And too many times we've seen with Alex Smith, we'll have a guy running down the field, have his man beat, and the ball doesn't come out. And we're looking like, come on, man. But we have to remember, that is Captain Checkdown. That's what he does. That's what he does. And I'm not bashing the man, because we did win with him. I'm not going to say that we didn't, but let's look at this. He couldn't finish the season, guys. He could not finish the season. So you want to go through paying this guy all this money, relying on him to help your team, and every chance, every start, you're wondering if he's going to be able to finish. That's not leading your team anywhere. That's not leading your team anywhere. And one thing about it, we hard on Scott Brooks. Why? Because he's not a coach for the team. Ron Rivera is a coach for the team. Ron Rivera is thinking, you know what, I don't want to get these guys, the other 52 players on this roster, upset or in their feelings, because we all see the same thing. We see the same thing, and we all know the same what needs to be done. We all know what needs to be done. Alex Smith, are a great story. You were a great story. You were a great story. Your comeback is one, is a page in this 2020 NFL. you'll come back. But, I mean, comebacks are not what we're looking to hoist at the end of the season. It's that Lombardi. It's that Lombardi. It's a feel-good story.
Mm-hmm.
A Super Bowl feel that much better. And I'm not saying with Fitzpatrick, we're going to the Super Bowl. Washington is a Super Bowl team with it. I'm not saying that at all. But
yeah,
what I am saying is, well, the thing about that is, yeah, I agree. But the thing about that, when you have the number, when you have the number four, number five defense at your side, you can afford a couple of interceptions here and there. You can afford your offense being a little off-kilter here and there because your defense is going to make up and it won't be a situation where a turnover leads to a touchdown all the time. It won't be that. It will be more of a turnover leads to the other team putting in work and trying their best to score. Which is what it should be.
Okay. Okay, Kale.
Go ahead.
I think that that our logo will be the Red Wolf, and I think we're going to be the Red Wolves, and we're going to have respect, and we're going to be a playoff team. We're definitely going to win the NFC East. And once we get into playoffs, who knows, you know? It could come down to one bad call or one no call or something. You know what I mean. But
yeah.
Imagine this. Treese, you're walking through the woods, and all of a sudden 125 pounds of bubbling baby joy comes out of the woods.
Fight, baby. Go ahead, Kirk. I'm sorry. I get carried away.
Seriously, I think Pittsburgh's going to turn things around, and I think the 49ers, if they're healthy, they're going to win the NFC West. But they're going to have a problem with them Cardinals.
I think they're going to have problems with Seattle.
Nah.
Seattle having problems with Seattle, so we ain't worried about Seattle.
Why are you
figuring
that?
They ain't worried about themselves.
No, but you know.
They still talking about getting rid of Russell. They left Shaquille Griffin,
yeah, but
though.
You talk about Russell also said, Russell has also named the teams that he's willing to bypass his trade clause with, and
yep.
And those teams have either.
If they keep him, they're gonna lose. Pete Carroll will lose the locker room because he's doing too much.
Now he's doing too much. Why you
I mean,
say
that's
that?
What they're saying. No. That's what they're saying. You know, everywhere you look and talking, everybody keep when I mean everybody, all the analysts and people that's talking, you know, bringing the news to it. And I'm saying, well, why is he doing too much? He's only doing the same thing he's been doing. I mean, he ain't saying nothing new.
Right.
So why is he, I don't know, but that's what everybody is saying, that he's doing too much and Pete Carroll might lose the locker room. So it's like a mess over there.
I can agree, but we look how far we are from football right now. You know, things can be straightened out and fixed up in the New York minute. You know what I mean? Once people start seeing money actually applied to their account, they pretty much get over things that may have been exactly exactly whatever was bothering them, whatever they felt you know, disgruntled towards, they usually get over that once them checks are rolling in. So and I as far as Pete Carroll goes, it wouldn't surprise me if he doesn't find a way to pull this thing off, because they always do. They always do. You know, everybody else come with the, oh, woe is me, the sky's falling, and them guys just find a way to put it together.
Yeah.
That's what
What'd you say, Marcus?
I said, especially in that division, Jimmy get out there
late. That's
well,
your man,
tell you
ain't
what,
it?
Somebody gives me $17 million. They can tell me to wash their car, cut the grass, call me a cracker, anything they want to for $17 million. $17 million.
Leave it to Kirby.
They might be missing some teeth out there, but
I'm with Marcus.
Well, I mean, you know, when you got an owner of your team sitting there right beside you, coming out of his mouth when he overpaid for you, you know, hey.
Yeah.
Well, he
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? You
y'all
ain't gonna be sitting there talking about
y'all gave that man $10 million.
We ain't overpaid for no Fitzpatrick. $10 million for 2 years, please.
It's one year.
Well, and guess what? It has incentives. It's incentive laden, where he could get $12 million.
Guess what? If it go to 2 years, you got to give him 2 more million.
Hey, you know what? If it go to 2 years, that means he did too damn good. Now. What?
No, that don't mean that. That means y'all crazy.
Yes, it does. That's exactly what that means. Yeah.
I knew when I said that about Jimmy that I was going to stir cheese up.
Yeah, you know what?
What to do with Jimmy? We got that 12th spot. We can go get a quarterback, but we need to fill the line spot. So we stuck in the hot. You know, we got a dilemma going on.
I want to tight end.
They're going to figure it out.
That tight end going to be gone before we even get a chance, Kirk. Trust me. That boy going to be
gone.
I don't know. I think 5 quarterbacks will go, which will leave us like 13 more picks.
Oh.
And, you know, some of them going to pick some running backs and some wide receivers and some linebackers and all that stuff. And we just might have a shot at Pitts.
Hey.
We forgot to say thank you. Thank you to Georgetown. Y'all know Georgetown and beat them boys. They done made it into the playoffs.
Yeah, and Patrick Ewing is the first person that coached and
played.
So shout out to Patrick Ewing. You got anything you want to say, Miss Treece, when we get out of here?
You know, I just say I love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, guys. Give everybody their flowers while they're alive so they can breathe and see them. We love you guys. Just stay strong and stay safe. Y'all know, every Tuesday and Thursday, 5 to 7, we down here at Kills Corner, y'all, 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is our number here at Kills Corner. Go ahead, Kill.
Hey, raise your cup. This for you, baby.
It just won't stop. It goes by you. I bet it by you. I bet it.